notice all we do in these three steps is, how do you say this, partially integrate each of those functions. And we're going to get a constant that could be a function of either of the other two variables. And the simplest version of that constant would be just equal to some numerical constant, or even equal to zero. That's a potential numerical constant.